there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. With Ukrainians beginning to feel a chill in the air, Jewish communities worldwide continue to provide aid and support for Ukrainian Jews since Russia invaded their country. Having to contend with erratic electrical supply and power losses resulting from Russian bombings, the Orthodox Chabad Lubavitch movement has organized a group to raise funds and buy many generators to equip each of its sites and the homes of needy Jews with backup power, as Chabad houses and synagogues have become places of refuge and distribution sites for aid. The Jewish Federations of North America has also confirmed that an additional $7 million in aid will be sent to Ukraine, which will add to the $78 million already donated. The $7 million will secure blankets, clothing, portable heaters and stoves, shelf-stable foods and other emergency items, which will then be distributed to approximately 22,000 Ukrainian Jews and the organizations helping them. Well, aid efforts don't stop there worldwide. Israel has so far welcomed 52,000 immigrants from Ukraine who need to adapt, assimilate and settle into their new home environment. And the Jewish Federations of North America, the JFNA, has raised $3 million in support of their arrival. Besides donating humanitarian aid for refugees, Jewish federations have also successfully campaigned for additional refugee rights and resettlement in the United States. Elsewhere, Jewish federations have also deployed at least 100 Russian-speaking Jewish volunteers from the United States and Canada to sites in Poland and Hungary in support of refugee relief efforts. Agriculture and the effects of global warming will top tomorrow's agenda at COP27, the United Nations annual climate change summit currently taking place in Egypt. The World Bank is also warning of the impact of hotter weather, extreme weather patterns, invasive plants and pests in recent times. However, Israeli scientists could have a solution to the challenge. Currently, they are creating a gene pool from the seeds of local wild crops, which have survived for thousands of years since the dawn of agriculture. It is believed that based on their resilience, output and strength, they can assist farmers when dealing with forecasted harsher climate conditions. Researchers are focusing their search on ancient varieties of wheat, barley, and many other ancient wild seeds so as to harness their properties for genetically combining with modern farm crops, as well as study their added advantages. Bridging gaps between societies only leads to progress, respect, and lasting understanding. But in order to do that, one has to take the initiative, which is exactly what Israel's Ministry of Culture and Sport has in mind for a first-of-its-kind Arabic language theater to be established in the Arab-Israeli city of Al-Farm. With an aim to bridge the gap between Arab and Israeli citizens, the theater will receive $2.3 million in funding through a five-year economic development plan worth $8.6 billion earmarked for the Arab sector in many areas, such as housing, education, transportation, employment, health and culture. Shen Dahan, the ministry's deputy director general, said that the theater will be, quote, the first cultural anchor to be implemented, unquote, of a greater list that would soon be announced, including a museum, cinematheque, theater, school, galleries and musical establishments which aim to encourage interaction and mutual understanding between all societies. And the weekend is here again. Let's see what made or is making headlines worldwide this week. IDF Major General Doron Almog proposed a joint activity plan to build stronger relations and connections between Israelis and the Jewish community worldwide. Amazon comes under pressure from Jewish groups and now many celebrities to remove Kyrie Irving's anti-Semitic book and film titles from its website. The launch of a memorial garden took place in Tel Mond, Israel, in recognition of South African Jews who contributed to both the struggle against apartheid and support for Israel. Anti-Semitic messages and hate speech is increasing on Twitter since Elon Musk's takeover. And tonight we'll see more than 2,500 Shabbat project events led by South Africa's Chief Rabbi Dr. Warren Goldstein taking place in Jewish communities around the world. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on SkyFM.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.